Hot and dry weather is really the bottom line for most of the Midwest as we go forward through the next 7 to 10 days. There's not much opportunity for relief coming up, and crop stress is becoming more and more a problem across the region. Temperatures over the weekend were anywhere from about 8 to 15 degrees above normal in the western Corn Belt, and in particular the northwestern crop areas. That would include portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota and areas down into northwest Iowa and Nebraska. And the temperatures out there were in the 90s to around 100 degrees, and we're going to see that almost every day over this coming week. In fact, there'll be some expansion of that to the south, so that areas from the Dakotas all the way down into Kansas and portions of Oklahoma and maybe even the western sections of the Delta will see very warm temperatures and a lack of precipitation. Net drying will occur in all of these areas. Crop stresses will be most serious in those areas that have not seen any significant relief from dryness recently, which includes northern Missouri, a fair amount of Illinois, and portions of Iowa in particular. But we also have dryness in the eastern sections of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota that's not likely to be relieved anytime real soon. And Indiana is now on the list because it's drying down more significantly than expected as well, and some of those areas really need a good drink of water. The entire Midwest is going to continue in the current weather mode for at least a week to 10 days, as I alluded to originally. And it does look like temperatures in the eastern Midwest will run primarily in the middle 80s into the lower 90s most often. But areas from Illinois westward and northward will likely see temperatures often in the 90s. We'll see some upper 80s every once in a while. And for temperatures out there from South Dakota down into Kansas and western Missouri, we could indeed see temperatures over the century mark in a number of locations over a number of different days. Low temperatures at night will be mostly in the 50s and 60s, but there will be some potential for temperatures to stay in the lower 70s across some of the areas, but the air is getting quite dry, so the diurnal temperature range will probably be relatively significant as we go forward through this next week and a half. Most of the model data, it does not allow for significant cooling to occur through the next 10 days. Some of the model data is beginning to suggest that maybe a possible cooling trend will occur in the second half of next week. And we'll just have to kind of wait and see how that comes together. But right now, there's no threatening cold in North America over this next 10-day period, but it will be trending cooler in Canada as we get into next week. The potential for any kind of big general soaking of rain across the plains or the Midwest will stay very low until we do get an opportunity for a cold weather event to take place, and we don't see that happening for a while, obviously. In other news, down in the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend, we did see the evolution of Tropical Storm Fernand, but it moved into Veracruz, Mexico, and is not going to be a factor for U.S. weather as we move forward through the coming week. There are no other active tropical systems in the Atlantic, Gulf of Mexico, or Caribbean Sea, but there is a new tropical wave that moved off the Africa coast yesterday and will be closely monitored by the Hurricane Center for a potential development into a tropical cyclone maybe late this week. In the meantime, the southeastern U.S. will see scattered showers and some thunderstorms periodically, but we're not expecting torrential rains there, which is good news. Some locally heavy amounts will continue every once in a while, but a better environment for some net drying will take place. And that is pretty much it for today. Again, the bottom line is a stressful environment to expand across many of the U.S. crop areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.